Good afternoon. Steady rain that fell overnight and during the early morning hours is lifting north and east and through New England. The weather over interior New York and New England has become more showery. And with the break in the action, temperatures will be allowed to climb into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average for afternoon highs. Energy rotating around a trough of low pressure will pivot into the region later this afternoon. With this energy and added moisture content in the air, scattered showers will become more numerous toward evening, and even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder cannot be ruled out. Any rainfall will start to wind down overnight tonight as lows drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s with areas of fog developing. And this trend will continue into tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and highs bouncing back into the upper 50s. Another storm taking a similar track will arrive for the day on Thursday with rain, perhaps heavy at times, and some thunderstorms possible, with temperatures making it up into the 50s. Leftover showers on Friday, otherwise cloudy in the lower 50s, then as this whole system lifts out, we'll be left with just a couple of showers on Saturday to start the weekend, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs around 50 degrees. At this point, a ridge of high pressure will build back into the region for the second half of the weekend and beginning of next week, and will be on a warming trend with mostly sunny skies Sunday in the upper 50s and bouncing into the mid-60s by Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms in portions of northeastern Oklahoma, southeastern Kansas, and far southwestern Missouri. And also an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms in portions of southeastern Mississippi and southwestern Alabama. Strengthening flow aloft will commence across the plains with the approach of a mid-level disturbance. Forcing for ascent associated with the approaching trough, convergence along the nose of a 30 to 40 knot low-level jet streak, and adequate instability with the heating of the day will all foster the development of scattered thunderstorms with mostly a severe hail risk. Closer to the Gulf Coast, low 70s dew points will produce moderate instability in portions of the region in a strongly sheared air mass. Subtle height falls associated with the approaching mid-level disturbance, broad warm sector confluence, and convergence along a nearby warm front will foster the development of a few thunderstorms here that will spread northeastward toward the evening and overnight. In this region, all modes of severe weather are possible, along with the potential for a few tornadoes. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, mid-60s, Boston rain, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible, and temperatures falling through the 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 33, the record high, 79, set in 1950, and the record low, 14, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:25 p.m., 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with off and on rain today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Scattered showers and areas of fog tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 50s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-50s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower 50s. Scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s. More rain Thursday, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-50s. Scattered showers Friday, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower Saturday around 50. Mostly sunny, upper 50s Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.